Good evening and welcome to The Angel Connection, a weekly show about all things angelic with your host, international healer and author, C.J. Martins.
Good evening, my angel friends. This is C.J. Martins and you're listening to The Angel Connection on Friday, June 22nd. So excited tonight. I have a very special guest this evening. Her name is D.A. Wills. She's going to discuss an amazing spiritual resource that she put together, a book called Horse to Water. It's also nicknamed the Thrival Bible, and we'll get to find out why, so I'm delighted to have her on. After the discussion of the topic tonight, of course, I'll open up the phones in the last 10 minutes. Remember, the call-in number is 1-877-296-0345. Due to the number of callers each week, I'm so sorry if I can't get to everyone. So I'd like to start with my prayer request here. Please offer prayers for Dottie and her uncle and for Harris, who's been battling cancer. Please pray for Johanna to help her improve her health and stability in her life. Let's see her needs being met very soon and send her some angels to light the way. We do have a new prayer request this week for young Dakota, who's been diagnosed with a large pituitary tumor. So we want to send prayers that those doctors will have the skillful hands to help him without a lot of other difficulties. So remember, guys, if you have yourself or a loved one who could use some extra prayers, just email me your prayer requests anytime. Well, I have a short inspiring story before we get to the angel message and then bring on D.A. One Utah man and his three children are alive today because of the heroic actions of a man named Chris Weldon and a handful of other good Samaritans who came to the rescue after his car lost control and plunged into a river. Weldon says that he and his father were driving by the scene when they noticed the submerged vehicle at one point upside down in the water. And so he jumps out of his car to go help. Several ladies were running towards him from the river screaming something about children. So he just immediately dove into the water in hopes of rescuing whoever was trapped. But when he got a closer look at the car, he couldn't see any children at all. Only the father was the person that he could see. He knew he needed to, because it was upside down, had to get in there into the car. So he actually used a handgun to shoot out one of the back windows as safely as possible, I'm sure, in order to feel around for the limbs of anybody else that was trapped. He said that shortly after he got into the river, you know, 6 to 8 additional men had jumped in the river after them. They're actually trying to, if you can imagine, lift this car that's in the river upside down. But they weren't able to do that. So the guy notices a little girl trapped in the back seat upside down. He told her to try to get out of the vehicle. She couldn't, so he had handy pocket knife, cuts the seat belt. And after a few seconds, they got that girl out. They noticed another child that was trapped in the driver's compartment. And so he says, "That's where I saw another little girl floating in the water upside down. She was just as gray and as blue as can be." The men pulled out the second child and began once again trying to lift the car. They found the third child also floating upside down. Miraculously, you would think that this story would have an unhappy ending, but all three children survived. So if these good Samaritans hadn't been the angels coming by and their quick actions, this family would have probably lost three very small children. So my heart always goes out to people who are behaving like angels. That's why I include that segment, of course. So it's just a very happy ending to what could have been a tragic situation. I think that everybody has such a wonderful spirit that when people are in need, you know, we just don't even think about it, because I'm always bringing those stories to you every week just to prove that very point. So here we go, guys. This is the angel message for this week. Dear ones, you may be able to feel divine energies flowing like a wave through your experiences this week if you can open your heart to receive it. Even if you cannot see energy with your physical eyes, the world around you exists as an infinite sea of different energies that create your unique version of reality. Many aspects of the energetic world around you have shifted vibrationally and can now allow you to perceive many things that you may not have been able to before. The most prevailing issue that can block your ability to receive this information is self-doubt. Consciously open to receive new information and guidance this week. You are very intuitive, even if you don't have conscious awareness of it. You are like a finely tuned antenna that is receiving all day long. Have you begun to experience new spiritual things lately? What happens when you see or feel something out of the ordinary? Do you try to dismiss it or embrace it as a new possibility? We invite you to see each new insight or realization as a possibility that has now come into clear focus for you. With life's hectic pace, it can be easy to see these flashes of information as maybe your imagination or a fluke, rather than something very real. Examine what you do with unfamiliar information. Do you at first see the beauty of it and then later doubts creep in? Do you just discard it because you doubt your ability to see this information clearly? Accepting such new phenomena as valid and real can help you work with intuitive guidance and information more easily in the coming months. This is essential to help alleviate your feelings of being separate from Source. This week, try to release self-doubt in your ability to receive information. Suspend your disbelief in your own abilities. Allow yourself to embrace these possibilities rather than see these abilities as reserved for only those who you think are better or wiser than you are. Every person in the world has the inherent ability to see and perceive divine guidance. The information is all around you. It can be communicated through people or nature and comes to you in a variety of ways. So it's best not to limit the ways it can be expressed in your own mind. Open to greater possibilities this week and let go of your worry about being wrong or incorrect. See your unique light in the world and how it lovingly interacts with all things in the world around you. Know that you have more capability to see truth than you even realize. We are here to open new possibilities for you to see, realize, and receive clear and important information that can help you on your journey. Call upon us whenever you need support and guidance, and know we're just a thought away. We celebrate the new reality that you are creating for yourself and others. The world is truly shifting and changing dramatically, and it's all because of people like you. Until next time, dear ones. We are the Seraphim. Well, that sounds exciting, like it's going to be a week full of possibilities. I know that we can all get excited about that with some of the bumpy weeks maybe that we've had. But I'm actually very positively looking at the next week based on the message. So, well, I don't want to delay any longer because I'm so excited to have D.A. Wells on to talk about this marvelous resource that I've had a chance to experience myself called Horse to Water. So welcome to the Angel Connection. Thank you for coming.
Hi, I've had some bloops in the connection. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine, dear.
Oh, great, great. I'm still a little choked up from that beautiful story you told about the kids in the car.
Well, you know, I'm just a mush and a lover of wonderful stories because I think that we get inundated with terrible stories all the time.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why I chose that segment. So, but we're here to talk about you. And I have to tell all the listeners out there that the first time that, you know, you and I had a chance to chat, I was just so impressed with the amount of light, love, and just true, genuine compassion that you have for people. But where I'd like to start is, you know, you were talking about, you know, your journey, how it all started. And so I want you to kind of share how the journey started for you. And let's talk about that binder that you carried around with you over the years. Because that's really how it all began, right?
Yes, it is. I'm a voracious reader, and I'm sure others can relate to this. You read something, you think, oh, that's really good about chamomile, or that's really good how to fall asleep, or that's a good yoga position. And then 3 weeks later, you say, which book was that in? Which magazine was that in? And you can't find it, and you know you would like to use it, do that position of yoga, or you want to pass along that piece of information. You can't remember where you read it. So I started many, many years ago. If I found something that was moving, that was heartwarming, that was helpful, that was a tool or technique or a mantra or a prayer or a poem that I thought would be helpful to me, I copied it and put it inside this 5x7 binder that I carried with me everywhere. And the reason I carried that is because it was my life preserver. So if I had something to be grateful for, I could open it up and read gratitude prayers. If I was out shopping, I could open it up and look and see, okay, I want to buy some more kale because I need that vitamin from the kale, or I want to make this green juice and it needs kale. My recipes were in there. And so I started carrying this Bible, this what my partner started calling my Thrival Bible, everywhere I went. And eventually my family and friends said, hey, that's a lot of good stuff in there. Can you give me a copy? Can you give me a copy? And then the light bulb went off in my head that I said, well, if this book can help them, if this book can, you know, if they desire this book because they think it will help them, maybe this book could transform lots of people or awaken lots of people, change lots of people, come to the aid of lots of people, and voila, Horse to Water was born. I I realize that it in itself would be the fulfillment of my lifelong dream since I started writing at the age of 6 when I could write with crayon, that I wanted to change the world. And certainly after I had my daughter, I thought, the way the world is unacceptable to me. It is unacceptable that people are losing their children to all kinds of things, to losing each other, just because the world is in the struggle that it's in. And so I thought, well, if I put it all together and I get out to the world, if everybody's carrying this book in their backpack, their briefcase, their glove compartment, their diaper bag, then any time you're tempted to act or react or respond that you don't feel is quite right and you want to change, you can open the book and say, oh, this is a mantra. This is a little white bag. I can put my troubles in and send them down the road. I can transform that anger because I've got this new affirmation or meditation or visualization. I want this book. It became a goal of mine to get it out to as many people as possible so they could begin to change the self. You know,
Donna, I want to interrupt you there because I want to back up just a little bit. I want to make sure that we cover before we jump into the book itself. Something that I really enjoyed from our discussion that I thought the listeners would appreciate too is that you kind of made a transition in your life in your own path. You know, in order to be happy, you essentially had to learn to thrive rather than survive, which is why it's kind of a catchy nickname for the book, you know, Thrival Bible. Can you share a little bit about have that discovery for yourself, and then we'll kind of talk about how Horse to Water came together?
Well, a long time ago, I read a story of that I think it was Mother Teresa put. I actually reprinted it in the book. And it was a story about how she had gone to bring rice to this Hindu family who hadn't eaten in like a week. And I don't know how she found out, but her, you know, helper said these people need food. So she brought this, you know, 10-pound bag of rice to this woman. And immediately she opened it up and poured it into a big bowl, poured half of it into a big bowl, a pot, and took it next door to her Muslim neighbor. And Mother Teresa said, oh, my gosh, now you only have half. And she says, yes, but they didn't have any either. And somehow that triggered something in me that said, it is not okay to thrive, to just survive. You know, survival is all about selfishness. Thrival is all about compassion and sharing and equality and one for all and all for one. But survival is strictly about selfishness. I'm going to hoard this food and water in case something happens. That way I can have that food and water for my family. And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong for trying to provide for your own family and friends. There's nothing wrong with that. We should care for our family and friends. However, if it becomes that hoarding and that greedy of this is just me and mine, there's no good to that. You know, there's speaking of stories, this one doesn't have a happy ending. Unfortunately, there was a man whose wife and children, his entire family died in that plane crash to Paris off New York a few years ago. Mm-hmm. He survived, didn't he? Because he wasn't on the plane, he survived. But he almost died. Why was that? Because he couldn't thrive without them. He missed them so much. It was such a tragedy and a shock to his system. And there was so much grief it was eating him alive that he had to somehow come out of survival and begin to thrive. And there's a big difference between those two. And the contents of this book allow us to thrive with one for all and all for one. We are in this together.
Well, you know, the listeners out there probably didn't realize before they tuned in that there is kind of an angel connection associated, too, then with Horse to Water.
Oh, yes.
So I wanted you to explain why the title, and then you shared with me that Archangel Michael appeared about the book to tell you to do something in a particular way.
I love Archangel Michael, and I don't know why. The resonance of just the name Archangel Michael is great. Well, one night I had a dream where Archangel Michael came to me and he was handing me a book. And the sassy girl that I am said, hey, Archangel Michael, I know you're a big wig up there in heaven and, you know, you're a light being and all that, but I don't have time to read a book. I'm busy writing my own book. I don't have time to read anybody else's book. And he said, no, dear. He said, this is your book. And he handed me my book. And it looked just like Horse to Water looks. It had a maroon kind of fake leather cover. It had gold embossing. It had a ribbon bookmark. The book, when you get it in your hands, it is exactly the book that Archangel Michael handed me. So there's definitely an angel connection. There was definitely divine intervention producing this book. And the title of the book came about because I was, at one point, I was watching the, while I was writing the book, not knowing what the title would be, I was watching the DVD that was a tribute to George Harrison, where lots of people came and sang all his songs. And at one point, Sam Brown and Jules Holland performed Horse to Water. It was a song written by George and his son, Donnie Harrison. And as it was playing, it hit me. These are the living waters. If we bring all the horses in the world, if we bring all of humanity together to drink from the living waters of this book, we will thrive. We will change the world. We will bring about Atlantis and Atlantean consciousness, and we will bring about an awakening and enlightenment for us all. And in the song, there's some lyrics where it says something to the effect of, I see my best friend is having some problems. He's really struggling. So I say, let's get some wisdom. And he says, no, just give me a bottle of whiskey. You know, you can bring a horse to water, you can't make him drink. And my hope is that all the horses in the world, that all of our equine spirits will come and drink from the living waters of this book. And all of us together, this is a group effort, will change the world.
Well, you know, that I love the title, and I wanted to make sure that you explained, you know, kind of where you got the title, because at first I was like, horse to water, what does that mean? And then as I got into the book, I'm like, oh, wow, yeah, you know, the book and with everything in it, which it's a 900-page book.
Yes, it is.
So there's so much information, you know, in this one book. I'm sure the listeners are kind of curious about some of the resources that are included in the book.
Well, it is over 900 pages, and there are over 70 other contributors besides myself. I have to admit, many times I was writing and typing and writing and typing, and I would come downstairs and show my partner. I go, read this, it's really good. I typed it in the computer, but I didn't write it because it was so good. I thought I couldn't have written something that good. It was definitely divinely inspired. And there are over 70 other contributors, like Don Miguel Ruiz, granting me permission to use his four, to include his four agreements. Because, again, these are all things I carried in my Bible. I love reminding myself not to sweat the small stuff and don't assume, you know, all the things that the four agreements taught. So that was in the book. So they agreed and let me put the four agreements in the Horse to Water. Thich Nhat Hanh and his poetry. Dr. Sue Brown developed biogeometric integration, which is a chiropractic technique that takes chiropractic back to its original form, which was to turn on an individual's power. It was never about back pain when it was developed in the 1800s. It was always about power. So she developed a technique. She allowed me to put all her diagrams and everything in the book. Stacey Melville contributed, I don't know, 20, 30 pages on traditional Chinese medicine. Eknath Iswaran gave me chapters of the Gita. There's when someone passes away, you're supposed to read a chapter of the Gita, and I think it's the 19th chapter. In any event, Eknath Iswaran let me put in his translation of that chapter. Dale Walker, he contributed crystal healing. It was one of the first crystal books I ever bought, was by Dale Walker, and he allowed me to put his four-color healing process in the book. Anything from prayers and meditations, mantras, and I've included prayers from every culture, every religion. And I ask people that when they read them, don't look at who they're from. Don't look and see if it's a Muslim prayer or a Hindu prayer or a Christian prayer. See if you resonate with them and realize that whatever the source, they're speaking to God. That's all it is those prayers are speaking to God. And I don't care if you call them Allah or Jesus, it doesn't matter, because those prayers are speaking to God. And you'll read a prayer and go, oh, that moved me. I felt like that's going to be my new prayer. That is it. And you'll find out it's a Buddhist prayer and you're Christian. So it isn't about where it comes from. It's about how it moves you, how it connects you to the divine.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I wanted to make a comment about the book, too. As I was going through it, I thought, you know, on my own journey, a lot of the stuff that, you know, I might have taken a workshop in or was trained in vibrational medicine was there. And the cool thing about the book is you can read it from, you know, front to back cover, but it essentially is a neat book of synchronicity. It's like you can just go in and whatever page opens up, that's what you need that day. So I wanted to mention that that's a wonderful way you can work with the book, too.
Right. And it is a living thing. I believe the book is a living thing. It will open to the page you need. I was at the hospital waiting. My partner had a dog bite accident, and I was with my sister-in-law, who is in the book. I've written about my sister-in-law in the book. And I brought the book, obviously, to the hospital to start reading prayers and doing affirmations and everything for this, and do healing techniques on Sue's hand. And I was sitting there with my sister-in-law, and the book had just come out. My sister-in-law hadn't even seen it, let alone read it. And I'm sitting there with her, and the book, I open it up to guess what page? The page I wrote about my sister-in-law and her generosity. So, and she was feeling, she was there, she came, she dropped everything she was doing to help me handle the situation at the hospital. She is one of the most generous people, and the book opened to that page so I could read it to her, so I could express to her how grateful I was for her being in my life, in the world, because she's such a stellar human being. And it opened to that page. There's 900 pages. It could have opened anywhere. It opened to her page in the book. So it is a living thing. When you open it, you are asking a question of the divine, and the divine is answering you through the book.
Yeah, and I love things that, you know, like the angel message talked about, we can be communicated in so many different ways. So this book is a way that you can carry it with you, and the book, like you said, is living and will give you what you need. So I call it a magic book. I think that's cool. Before, I know that, you know, time goes by so quickly, but I wanted you to definitely share a little bit about the workshop series based on the book that's planned.
Okay, thank you. Since we talk about the book as living and that the contents are the living waters, somehow, and I don't even know how it happened, all of a sudden we're working on workshops called the Living Waters Workshop, and we have invited every one of the contributors to participate. Now, you have to understand that this is not a workshop you'll come and take notes and be inspired for a couple days after. This is a workshop that I truly believe you will be changed, healed, transformed, awakened at the end of the weekend. I'm hoping you will never be in your chair. I want people to be up dancing, doing, I've got someone coming who's going to do, funnily enough, Egyptian Qigong based on drawings from temples. And I want you to be up doing that, pressing acupressure points, smelling flower essences. This is going to be an active participatory weekend, and totally about healing, totally about making the book come alive. It is, believe me, it's a living book. The divine has inspired this book. However, it's a whole other ballgame to learn directly from the master with them standing right in front of you, showing you where to press the point, as opposed to just reading in the book. Now, don't get me wrong. Again, the book is very powerful in and of itself. But this weekend, it's going to be September 19th through the 22nd of 2013, somewhere in the Chicago area. The location, obviously, is a year away. We're still working on the logistics and all of that. Registration for the workshop will begin in December of this year. So we'll have more, just about 9 months for registration to go on. And you can register at my website, which is www.writeenlightenment.com, and that's W-R-I-T-E, enlightenment. Or you can email me your, if you have some questions or concerns, you can email me at dawills@writeenlightenment.com. And again, that's dawills@writeenlightenment.com. And we are hoping that the contributors, I've invited them all, people like Thich Nhat Hanh and the Dalai Lama, who I've also invited, they have huge schedules that are booked 3 and 4 years in advance, and they have huge security issues that may or may not allow them to participate. But Thich Nhat Hanh's staff did send me an email that says, this is a beautiful and well worthwhile idea. We will try to send one of his emissaries. And I don't know what that
is.
Oh,
wonderful.
Beautiful. I know, it sounds beautiful, doesn't it? So I'm hoping that those contributors, we're all keynote speakers, and again, I can't commit to them. They have not responded, but we've invited keynote speakers such as Michael Beckwith, Shirley MacLaine, Ellen DeGeneres, lots of any of the spiritual leaders or people who have some level of fame whose life is revolving around spirituality and awakening of the world. So, and in the back of the book, I just want to mention there's lots of websites for service things, to donate money, to donate time. Please feel, you know, inspired to look at those websites and contribute your service. You'll never be the same once you do. Once you perform service, you will be awakened in ways you never thought possible.
Well, you know, honey, it goes by so quick. It's been so.
I think I've lost you. Hello?
Hi there, this is Heather. I'm not sure where CJ is.
I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, keep talking, CJ. We lost you for a sec. Sorry about that. Keep going.
Oh, okay. Well, I was telling everybody to buy a copy for themselves or friends and was thanking you for coming on the show.
Thank you. Can you hear me now?
I can.
Okay, good. And I just want to let people know that I printed 500 books to start, and that was last November, because that's what I could afford to self-publish. And within 2 months, they were sold out. People want to be awakened. And this, they believe, is a tool to do that. But right now I am out of stock of the book, but it is printing right even as we speak, and it will be available between the 1st and 15th of August. Somewhere in the first couple of weeks of August, I will have many more copies available. So you can place your orders now, or you can just wait until August. But please do purchase the book, and mainly because it will awaken you, and we want to do this together. We want to awaken the world, and this is a powerful tool to do that. And I thank you for your time and attention, and hope to see you walking on the path together.
Oh, that's wonderful. You have a great evening. Thanks so much.
Thank you, CJ, for having me, and I thank all the listeners, and blessed be to all of you. We are in this one for all and all for one.
Take care, dear.
Bye.
Well, wow, so much information. And like I said, just an incredible resource from all of these different places. So it looks like I have a caller that's been waiting, so I want to go ahead and take her call real quickly here. I'm not sure how much time we've got left. So, Kim, welcome to the Angel Connection. You're on.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate that.
No problem, Kim. What can I do for you this evening? I know we've got a little bit of time here, so.
Great. It was a great show. Sounds like a good book. Anything that you can see for me in the near future? I'm going to be moving, and do you see that going well?
Well, I do think that there is definitely a move, and I was about to say, first of all, that though there are many changes in your life, the angels are really showing me that things are going in a much more positive direction for you. And so what they want me to also tell you about that is that, you know, they really want to encourage you to just really keep listening to yourself, your own guidance, because you do have several angels around you. And so this is all a very good thing for you. And I'm just very happy that you're moving in the direction that you are, because there's so much especially going to happen for you that's very positive, you know, toward the end of the year too, once you kind of get settled. So I think it looks wonderful, and it's time for new energy to be moving in your life, Kim, definitely.
Yes, very fitting. Thank you. That sounds wonderful.
Well, I appreciate you calling and hanging out for the show. And good luck to you with the move, but I know everything's going to go wonderful, and you've got a lot of angelic guidance around you.
Oh, thank you. That so helps me. I really, really appreciate that. And thank you for the wonderful show.
Oh, thank you for listening. Well, wow, we have had a wonderful, wonderful show this evening. Wonderful caller, Kim. So my best to her with the positive changes that she's initiating in your life. I highly recommend that you pre-order Horse to Water. I think you'll find it to be a book unlike any other book that you've experienced thus far. So everything goes by so quick. That's all the time we have this evening, and it was fun, as always, to all of you spending this Friday evening with me, listening to the Angel Connection Show. I'm actually taking off next Friday for a family event, but not to worry. The Seraphim has promised to give me the angel message before I leave town, so I will post it to Facebook and send it out via my newsletter like I normally do. When I come back with Angels Blazing on Friday, July 6th, the show topic will be Independence from Fear. I thought that would be a great topic since we'll be passing our Independence Day here in the United States. Until then, my friends, remember to be angelic to yourselves so that you can become an angel to others. Take care. Have a blessed week. And I will talk to you guys in a couple weeks. Bye-bye.